the dollar carat, 59, dollar fe, n, gamma, dollar carat, 60, dollar fe cross-section from the surrogate ratio method and its effect on the dollar carat, 60, dollar fe nucleosynthesis, by S. Q. Yan et al. The long-lived carat 60 fe, with a half-life of 2.62 mir, is a crucial diagnostic of active nucleosynthesis in the Milky Way galaxy and in supernovae near the solar system. The neutron capture reaction carat 59 Fe, N, gamma, carat 60 Fe on carat 59 Fe, half-life equals 44.5 days, is the key reaction for the production of carat 60 Fe in massive stars. This reaction cross-section has been previously constrained by the Coulomb dissociation experiment, which offered partial constraint on the E1 gamma ray strength function but a negligible constraint on the M1 and E2 components. In this work, for the first time, we use the surrogate ratio method to experimentally determine the carat 59 Fe, N, gamma, carat 60 Fe cross-sections in which all the components are included. We derived a Maxwellian averaged cross-section of 27.5 pm 3.5 mb at kT equals 30 keV and 13.4 pm 1.7 mb at kT equals 90 keV, roughly 10 to 20% higher than previous estimates. We analyzed the impact of our new reaction rates in nucleosynthesis models of massive stars and found that uncertainties in the production of carat 60 Fe from the carat 59 Fe, N, gamma, carat 60 Fe rate are at most of 25%. We conclude that stellar physics uncertainties now play a major role in the accurate evaluation of the stellar production of carat 60 Fe. This was the dollar carat, 59, dollar Fe, N, gamma, dollar carat, 60, dollar Fe cross-section from the surrogate ratio method and its effect on the dollar carat, 60, dollar Fe nucleosynthesis, by S. Q. Yan et al.